The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
An interesting perspective on our life is that our human life is that what human beings are always doing is responding. We're always responding to something. Even if we don't respond, we're responding. If we don't do anything, that's a response. If we do something, that's a response. The way we're built is to always be in relationship and to the world we live in. And the question is, how are we relating at any given time? What's the relationship we're in right now? What's the relationship we're forming now? So if something happens that's beautiful and wonderful, then we respond by perhaps reaching out and taking it, wanting more of it, or entering into that. Or if something happens unfortunate and uncomfortable, the response is to pull back. Or if you practice mindfulness, then maybe you've learned that the one response would be neither go forward nor backwards, but just be present. And that's a response. It looks like you're not responding, perhaps, but it is a kind of response, just to be there. You know, acting, but you're acting with presence. Sometimes the way every situation we're in, we're responding. And part of what we do in practice, in Buddhist practice, is to have some choice, be conscious of the choices we make and how we respond. So we're not automatically acting on automatic pilot. Many times people's reactions to the world, the responses to the world, are an automatic and built-in habits and biases and prejudices and whatever that kind of kick in, and we end up saying things and doing things we regret later because we weren't so conscious about it. And a lot of our values go into how we relate and how we respond. Some people, their default way is to always engage, you know, to do, and maybe to attack or like get angry or grab or have. Some people's default is to withdraw and get quiet, to be still, and kind of be undemonstrative, not reveal who they are, just kind of be, you know, it's a response. There's all these different ways of responding. As we become more mindful, we become more mindful of where we have choice in the response. If you live a very busy life, very frazzled life, and things are going very fast, your mind's going very fast, you can't notice all the choices you're making. They're kind of unconscious, subconscious choices. But if you slow down, if the mindfulness gets stronger, then you see there's more choice. And if there's more choice, then there's more freedom. Freedom and choice go close together. You're not free if you can't make choices. But if you can make choices, then you have more freedom. You might not act on those choices, but still, you have more. So how do you respond to different things that arise? Some responses we have weigh us down. Some responses buoy us, you know, kind of some responses lighten us up. And one of the ways of being weighed down is to respond to the past. The past is gone. But many people think about the past, and they use the past as a way to, the response to what happened in the past is to think about it a lot, to review it a lot, to repeat the conversations they had before, to come up with better rejoinders, better responses in the past, or to doubt themselves, or to feel bad about themselves. Guilt is a classic response of being weighed down by the past. And so, you know, something has happened, and the response is to stay dwelling in it and caught in it, be weighed down by it. Are there responses that lighten us rather than weigh us down? And in Buddhism, we say that Buddhism encourages us to be forward-looking rather than backward-looking. So what's the response that looks forward into the future about how I can do better in the future? So rather than being weighed down by the guilt or the despair about what has happened, we look back just enough to learn from the past and then respond by looking forward into the future. How can I do better? And that's meant to be a little bit more empowering. You know, what can I do here? How can I improve myself? How can I improve the situation I'm in? How can I be more helpful? And this idea of stepping forward into our life as opposed to stepping back into the past. So how do we respond? Do we have a response that keeps us from going into the future, keeps us from acting, or do we have a response that allows us to act and respond in the world? And then the very interesting issue is, what are you responding to, or what's prompting your response to any given situation you're in? Are you responding based on your selfish ideas, selfish concerns, what I want, what's in it for me, myself, or mine? Or are we responding to the situation out there, someone needs help, so I'll step forward and help that person? Any situation we find ourselves in, part of the task is to understand the situation as best we can, breaking down the barriers between self and other. Not to do away with them. What I mean by breaking them down is to be able to equally pay attention to the situation around us as it is to pay attention to ourselves here, not one or the other. And then find out what's the appropriate response. What's needed in this situation? What's needed of me? What's this situation calling on me to do? Some people like the expression, what's the request? What am I being requested here? What's the request of the situation? Rather than what do I want from the situation? What's in it for me? What's being requested in this situation? And how do I respond to that request? Some people live their life as if they're always tuning into the request of the moment. And some people find it's very helpful because it kind of opens up the idea, it kind of breaks open the idea of it's all about me. It's all about what I want and what I demand. It's more, what's the request? What's being asked of me in this situation? The image or the metaphor that's used in Buddhism for spiritual practice is that of a path, walking on a path. And a path is someplace you have to, you know, the idea of walking on a path is you have to do it. And it's forward moving, it's you're walking down the path. So the idea of responding and being forward looking and engaging, stepping into, acting, doing, is a big part of Buddhist practice. Even when what we're doing looks like non-doing, that's a response too. That's the request of the moment. What is the request of the moment? The request is, don't do anything. Just listen and get to know it better. What's the request of the moment? Oh, it's to go and offer my friend tea. What's the request of the moment? What's the response from this situation? So I offer you this these reflections as with the suggestion that that carrying with you this question, what's the appropriate response, or what's being requested in this situation, is a great question to have. We'll go into any new situation and say, what's being requested here? Or what's the appropriate response given here? And to have that question pauses the kind of momentum, automatic momentum of the mind kind of wanting and doing and, you know, up to its own kind of devices, and kind of stops and kind of stops to kind of notice, so what's going on here then? Kind of open up the mindfulness. What is the situation I'm in? And when we can be more attentive to what situation we're in, then perhaps we can find the most appropriate response for the situation, the time and the place. So I hope that made sense. And if it didn't make sense, then you get to respond accordingly. How do you respond to that? So for some of you who are able to stay,